Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Second attempt. I apologize. Welcome to Surge Radio. We have some technical difficulties because our weather here in Michigan sucks ass. So let's get back to this show. I want to welcome you on to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock is real. You are now on air with your man, Lyricist in Spades.
Yamaha.
Yeah, and look, man, that lacked energy. I get it. But you got to do it with more energy, man.
Yamaha.
There we go. All right, y'all. Now we gonna hop into these topics. I apologize because, you know, we got good weather here in Michigan, but it's windy as hell, so it's screwing with a lot of people's, you know, power and shit like that. And if I lose power, I'm gonna fucking go crazy because I'm a 21st century advocate. So everything that's 21st century, like iPhones, TV, you know, shit like that, it works for me. So when it stops working for me, then that's when it becomes a problem. So, Spades, what's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Chilling, enjoying this weather, man. Get ready for work here in a little bit.
Yes, this is perfect surfing weather. Fucking wind. It's crazy. So, all right, let's hop straight into it. I want to get your opinion on this. I want to get everybody's opinion on this. So give us a call at 646-564-9835. The first thing we're going to talk about today is Kanye West's new album. It's been a week now. So how do you feel about the album? So I'll let you tackle that first, Space.
I listened to a couple of his tracks. It just don't sound like Kanye. Well, the Kanye I'm used to, you know what I'm saying, 808s, it just don't. But don't get me wrong, like some of the tracks on there I'm feeling, you know, some of them is pretty nice, but I really don't know how to react or feel, I guess. I don't know. He's going in a different direction now. So we'll see.
Well, here's my opinion on it, which everybody knows is coming. It's like, oh, yeah, Lyricist always has an opinion. But I feel like I like the album. It had a blend of old Kanye, and it also had a blend of new Kanye, asshole Kanye, which, you know, we all hate to admit it, but we love Kanye, period. For who he is, we appreciate him. I mean, because he's fairly consistent. He's a consistent asshole. He can't help himself. So, you know, I appreciate the album. You know, I got my favorite songs on there. I think he did a kick-ass job with it. You know, is it classic? It's borderline classic. It's some elements that are missing. But, you know, I appreciate the album because I said, look, Kanye has one more opportunity with me. If he makes another Yeezy album, I'm gonna freak the fuck out, and I'm gonna stop buying or listening to Kanye. Period. Now that's what I did with Drake. It ain't no going back. See, because Drake went from, you know, his first project to this shit that he's doing right now, and guess what? I will never buy a Drake album. I will never support Drake. The only thing that I support that what Drake did was how he handled Meek. So, other than that, I can't support this shit. So Kanye kind of, you know, it's more people like me out there than there's people that are like, oh, yeah, Kanye's a genius. Yeah, and, you know, define genius, you know. But I don't know. That was just my opinion on that. We got my man Diggs on the air now. Diggs, you there, sir?
What up, though?
Not much, man. We talking about Kanye's new album. How do you feel about it?
You said you're talking about what?
Kanye West's new album. Have you heard it?
I only heard like 2 songs off that shit. It's cool, though. I mean, the 2 songs that I did hear. I mean, I don't know. Kanye, he don't make, like, Kanye used to make CDs where I could listen to the whole damn CD. But after a while, he started making CDs where I was going to listen to, like, 1 or 2 songs on there. So I can't even really rate the whole album because I'm not going to listen to the whole album. You know, I'm not going to act like I am going to listen to the whole album. You know, so Kanye, I don't know. He lost me a long time ago, just like Meek Mill lost me. You know? So, but the 2 songs that I did hear, I like. I think they're good. It sounds kind of like old Kanye. But, you know.
All right. Well, we've all touched on Kanye's recent album, and we've all, you know, shared our opinion when it comes to Kanye's album. So, Kanye, keep going in the right direction. I know you say you have a $53 million debt, but you still able to take care of your family, you know, live the lifestyle that you live. To explain this guy's logic behind this, it's any business person's mindset. I don't want to spend my own money to do anything. I'm going to spend somebody else's money. So I'm not going to dive into that. We talked about that a little bit. But at the end of the day, Kanye is a character. We love Kanye for him being a character. I mean, and it is what it is. Now let's move on to another character, 50 Cent. 50 Cent, two things I could talk about with 50 right now, but let's focus on the most recent news. 50 Cent has been ordered back to court, back to bankruptcy court, because they're questioning if he's really broke or not, if he really has any reason to go through bankruptcy. Because
see, social media gets you fucked up.
So and it's like, hey, we see you posting all this money on your Instagram and shit like that. What have I been telling people about they social network activities? Have you guys read my recent rant on Twitter about people's inability to, you know, be forthcoming when it comes to social networks?
Sure.
Everybody want to be some type of character. So look at 50 Cent. Now, Spades, what is your thought on that?
I think certain shit, after you make a move like that, you should leave off of social media. If anything, like, I get where he was coming from, you know, posting the pics and shit and doing what he was doing, but at the same time, from a business aspect and a fucking legal aspect, nigga, they can get you locked up for that shit. You basically just perjured yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm broke, but yeah, I'm sitting with 50 racks on me. And just Instagram pictures. Like, lawyers, they have just specific lawyers just to look through shit just for that. You know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know, it's going to be an interesting outcome when this shit finally gets done.
All right, Diggs, and your thoughts, sir?
50 getting money. Okay, nobody say. I think it was a stupid play. I don't think it was stupid because he tried to save his money. But, yeah, the social media, he should have kept it to himself. But, I mean, 50 going to be 50, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a donkey going to be a donkey, you know? Can't stop a donkey from being a donkey. You know what I'm saying? Still going to be a
very
ass,
true.
So, you know, 50 is 50. And, I mean, it was a dumbass play on his behalf, you know? But, I they hold, like, celebrities and, you know, stars hold a different creed than, you know what I'm saying, a normal modern day people. So, you know, I think he probably will end up beating this shit, you know what I'm saying, unless they really sock it to his ass. But I don't really believe that he's going to get in that much trouble. I do believe he's going to get in trouble, but he could just probably say, I believe that 59 out of 10, the card that he's going to try to pull, which would be smart if he did pull this card, would be at the time, you know what I'm saying, that I filed bankruptcy, I didn't have those assets. It's been months since he said that he claimed he was bankrupt, you know what I'm saying? So you got to think about the things that have came out since he did, you know what I'm saying? He dropped a new mixtape And, you know, he dropped the movie, you know what I'm saying, which was number one for like a week or so. So, you know, he could say, yeah, you know, I bounced back, but it would be – it's just a dumbass move.
Well, here it is. Here's how you get out of a situation like that, especially when your bankruptcy has not been discharged. It's not public record yet that the bankruptcy process is clear, that it's been discharged, that it's done. It's not done yet. So that's his biggest problem. That's why he could be dragged to court. Now, from a legal standpoint, had it been discharged, they cannot go back on it. They can't hit him with perjury charges. They can't question him on anything. The fact that he's going through this right now is because it hasn't been discharged. Hey, somebody's background is extremely loud. but getting back to what I was saying, legally, they could drag him back to court if his case has not been discharged. So here's how he needs to get out of it. The money you're seeing is the money that I've already had in my account. I just have to do that to upkeep my image in hip-hop. That's what allows me to be who I am in hip-hop. It's a part of my image. This is what rappers do. We borrow cars. We borrow chains. Now, we know that's not going to be the truth when it comes to 50 Cent because, look, the man was worth $150+ million, not to mention the money that he makes monthly from the successes from his previous albums that's went multiple platinum. So this man will never be broke, okay? Let's just do the numbers. So his debt is $29 million. What is $29 million to $150? It's a drop in the fucking bucket. On top of the fact of if he's an ASCAP or BMI, you know, member, he's seen residuals from every single song that's played throughout this entire world. Every time a DJ spin his shit, he gets paid. Not to mention the money that he's making off of Power. And he still has a nice chunk of stock with Vitamin Water. And that's still performing. Not to mention that his vodka is picking up too. Effing is picking up. It's starting to outsell Ciroc. Now I'll show those numbers at a later date. But we're talking about what's real. Now he's going to have to convince the judge that his case is legitimate, that he has legitimate debt. Other than that, worst case scenario, 50 Cent is still worth $150 million plus. They're going to make him pay his debt and throw out his case. That's it. He just didn't want to pay his debts. He didn't want to pay the lawyers and pay Rick Ross' dusty-ass baby mama, you know, for putting out her own sex tape and shit. So at the end of the day, he's not as fucked up as what everybody thinks he is. I think people misinterpret what bankruptcy really is. You know, especially for a businessman. Do you know how many times Donald Trump has filed for bankruptcy?
Probably more than that. At least.
I'd say he has filed at least about like six times.
Four times.
Four?
And you know how much Donald Trump is worth?
Billions
of dollars. He has $1 billion in cash now. Cash over assets. He has over $1 billion. So I want to move on from this topic. I want to get into this next topic, and it's going to be my favorite topic. Is the Dash Award. We all know about the Dash Award. If you don't know about the Dash Award, there's an acronym for Dumbass Spot Holder. It's kind of like my donkey of the day. So, I let her get off last week, but I'm sorry, Miss Laren, you are not getting off this week. Tommy Laren from the Blaze, she is this week's Dash Award winner. And here's why. She had a debate with Charlamagne about Beyonce and the Black Panthers and how it should have been handled when it came to the Super Bowl and stuff like that. Okay. She compared the Black Panthers to the Ku Klux Klan, to the KKK. So Charlamagne, as you know, Charlamagne went, he was prepared for her stupidity. He explained to her why he gave her the donkey of the day. Just because this moron believes that the Black Panthers was a terrorist organization. Tommy Lahren is a fucking moron. Okay? Let me hit her with the facts if Charlamagne did not do it enough. The only reason that she believes that the Black Panther Party was a terrorist organization was because of the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover called it the greatest threat to internal security of the country. He supervised bullshit surveillances, infiltrated, and framed a lot of the Black Panther leadership. He set them up and discredited them as much as possible to take away the power that they had around that time. Now, that was the Black Panthers versus the FBI. The FBI is the reason why the Black Panthers really don't exist right now, because the attempt was to assassinate their characters. Not only that, they also wanted to assassinate members from the Black Panthers if they didn't stand down. The Black Panthers was a revolutionary group that stood for the safety and public rights for African Americans. That is the biggest organization in the 60s that stood for the rights outside of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. The only time they ever used force, the only time you ever heard about the Black Panthers being armed, was when they got approval from Huey P. Newton and other Black Panther leadership. Now, they were so organized, they stood against and they monitored police behavior in the neighborhoods. It started in Oakland, California. Now, that's all facts. It's all out there. See, when you have somebody that's 23 years old that's sitting in front of a camera and saying, hey, this is what my parents told me. Well, if J. Edgar Hoover said they were criminal, they were criminals. J. Edgar Hoover was a criminal. Let me tell you a little fact about J. Edgar Hoover, and then I want to move on from this Dash Award. J. Edgar Hoover was an undercover pedophile. J. Edgar Hoover was gay and never wanted to admit to it. J. Edgar Hoover, he was the sight of a woman naked, made him sick. In layman's terms, J. Edgar Hoover liked dicks. That's a fact. The movies show the same story. He had a long-standing relationship with one of his partners. If you don't believe me, look it up. But sorry, Tommy, unlike you, I'm kind of educated when it comes to this shit. I know my history. So don't speak on Black history or anything pertaining to Black history unless you know what you're talking about. Now, I don't have to verbally beat on you anymore because Charlamagne did it. So shout out to C the God for, you know, educating this little stupid girl, because, you know, no one got her prepped for this. So you are the Dash Award winner this week, Tommy Lahren. You can't be dumb your entire life. So let's move on. Space. What are you doing? Huh?
As far as what?
As far as Tommy Lahren's dumbass.
Oh, man, I listened to the whole fucking segment, dog. Like, Charlamagne pretty much said everything that needed to be said, bro. It's just, I find it mind-boggling that she continues to say that they were a terrorist group. Like, the KKK was about whites. Any other race beside whites, they wasn't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Black Panthers was about protecting their own people and against police brutality. It wasn't about violence. They did violence when violence was needed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand how is that a terrorist group when you have police officers this day killing black people, black kids every day, and they're not considered a terrorist group, in my opinion. That's
neither
here nor
there. Here's the biggest difference, though. I apologize for interrupting you. I want people to understand that you didn't see the Black Panthers lynching people or hanging people or hosing people down and sicking dogs on them and shit. You never seen that shit. That's different shit that the KKK did. And, you know, white cops sicking fucking huge-ass German Shepherd dogs on children, man. Black children. Fucking burning crosses and grass and shit like that. Look, they terrorized us for years. They terrorized African Americans for years, or Africans in general, or black people, whatever the fuck you want to say. They terrorized us for years with no response. And when you got a group that organized and they responded, like Elbert Howard, Howard P. Newton, Huey P. Newton, and Bobby Seale, that's only three of them that I named from the Black Panther organization. It took these individuals, it took six individuals from the black community to come together and say, hey, we can't do this. Let's monitor what they do. Let's stop what they're doing. If we have to use force, we use it if it's necessary. This right here is a piece of black history. Of course, I was going to touch on it before the month was over with, but I just wanted to see who was going to be the first imbecile to come out and say, hey, you know, well, black people have always been terrorists. You know, black people are this, black people are that. Look, we've been terrorized by white people for how long? I'm not preaching hate. I'm not doing that. I'm not preaching hate. I don't want anybody to listen to this show and think that I'm against white people. I'm not. Okay? I want to use a white phrase right now. Some of my best friends are white. You can take it however the fuck you want. But, you know, hey, some of my closest friends happen to be Caucasian.
Well, how you been doing, buddy?
But at the end of the day, they know when it comes to stuff like this, come to me educated. We can't have this conversation if it's not educated. If you don't know your facts, I'm like, I ask somebody, hey, when was the Black Panthers organization formed? Where was it formed?
1966.
People couldn't even tell you that. You know, how many members were from the original Black Panthers, you know, was, you know, a part of, sorry, how many members is in the original Black Panthers before the group grew? Six men. Six men.
I want it. I got it.
So that's why I need people like her to understand that you can't be a moron your entire life. It's stupid. Makes no sense. Doesn't hold water. Now, let's get to this last topic. It's going to be our main topic. And it's a question that I gotta ask. I'll ask the question in this space. I'll let you touch on it. Diggs, are you back?
I'm back. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Yeah, it said your car dropped. So can somebody tell me what is all this hate for? Why do people, you know, and this is not a shot at anybody, but why do people take the time out to put so much energy into hating somebody behind their back, in their face, on these social networks? What the fuck is the hate for? Spades, take a shot at it, homie.
I don't know, bro. I just try to stay in my lane, dog. I just want to live comfortably and go about my business, dog. Honestly, bro, I think it's the way people growing up now. When me and Diggs grew up, you know what I'm saying? We grew up church, sports, school, you know what I'm saying? Activities outside other than fucking all this technology shit. Kids don't have opportunity to go outside and enjoy that shit these days with all the violence and it's all this fucking technology. Stay in the house, play the game. That's cool and all, but at a certain point, you're going to get fucking fat. That's why you have so many obese kids. And you're not going to be able to do shit. So get some activities outside. It starts with the younger generation. If you can retrain the brain thinking of the younger generation, then the future will be better for our people, I think. Because if you go back to slavery, they started with children, which is why Jesus was entered the Bible or whatever. But you got to go back that far. You're going to have to do research on it. I'm not 100% sure on it. I couldn't be. But I think it starts with the kids, bro. You got to start with the kids of the new generation.
Diggs, man. What is the hate for, bro, in your opinion?
My opinion is just another form of life, to be honest. That's how I honestly feel. I mean, it don't matter how far you go back. You go back all the way, like, you know, as Spades was saying, you go back far. I mean, hatred has always been around, you know. I mean, I just think it's a normal human thing for some people to just have it in their bloodline. It's like, you know, I'm not bringing it up or anything, but, you know, I think it comes from a part of people wanting what other people have, or, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, we go back, Cain hated, you know what I'm saying? Like, they hated each other. He killed his brother. And they didn't give a fuck. He murdered that nigga because he was jealous. You know what I'm saying? Slavery. Part of the reason why slavery started was because the other slaves was hating on the other slaves. They had either what they wanted or they was kings or had more gold. So what they did, they sold them to the motherfucking slave owners. I mean, I feel like, I wouldn't say with the kids, Spades, I would have to say I disagree with you right there, because kids really, you know what I'm saying, they follow by example, you know? So if we don't start changing, the older generation or our generation or, you know what I'm saying, a generation above us, they're not going to ever learn no different, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe that people take time out of their day because they have nothing else to do, or they just see that somebody getting something that they want, or even if it's a job, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got people that be at their job just hating on other people. Like, fuck that. I want his position. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going in today. Starts for shit. I want this nigga to get fired. Just because I hate that nigga and the position he got that bad. You know what I'm saying? So right. I just think it's something that is just in the natural human fucking response. I mean, it's bad, but I don't think it's going to change unless everybody make a collective together.
All right, well, it's the last minute in the show. I'm going to take a shot at it pretty much just to tell you what I think about the hate shit. Now, you guys heard the previous episodes where I made references to, you know, this guy that was on social networks slandering me and all that other shit. And, you know, I pretty much responded. Okay. Now, here's my mindset when it comes to shit like that. This shit right here is going to gravitate past him. We actually spoke a couple days ago, and he told me that individuals around him was telling him that, oh, yeah, he talking shit about you and this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm a believer in this, and Nino Brown said it. He beat me to it. Believe none of what you hear or what you see, because people will tell you whatever the fuck they think is going to motivate you to act. People are going to tell you things that is not true. And when it's all said and done, people can say whatever they want. You're going to have to come to me with the facts. And I told him that. I said, look, at the end of the day, these people can tell you this shit, but the fact is, you know me. You know how I get down. You know what cloth I was cut from. You seen me check too many motherfuckers in real life to know that I don't play those games. So fuck what the next person say, because most likely they lying on you and they trying to get you in this shit because they hating on you secretly. They want to see you respond and get into shit. And maybe they even hating on me. But you can't believe everything that you hear. You got to see it for yourself. Oh, well, I seen you posting this and posting that. Do you think everything I post apply to you only? That means that you're a special individual then. That means that you sipped from the same water that Jesus did. And guess what? You didn't. Because ain't nobody that important to me other than my wife and my daughter. I told him, hey, hear me when I say this. No one was speaking on you. If I didn't speak on you a year ago, I ain't speak on you this year. But I did speak on you when I seen that you were coming from me. So, I can't understand what the hate is for, why people put so much energy into hating, but it takes a lot less energy to be positive. It takes a lot less energy to do good things. That's why I always tell people, analyze your circle. Don't believe everything you're hearing, because sometimes the people that you keep around you can be poisonous to you. They could be some silent haters. You got to evaluate people and see who's really on your team. Because the people that's really on your team is going to always show you who they are when shit hit the fan. They're going to be in your corner. They're going to try to help you out as much as they possibly can. Whether they give you advice, whether they give you money, whether they pick you up off the ground. Those are the people that you want to keep around you. But the people that always rush to talk about you when they feel like you're losing, or they want to kick you when you're down and don't want to help you up, they rather spit on you and laugh at you than embrace you and show you that, hey, I got your back. Those are the true haters that you want to remove in your circle. Everybody deal with them. And you really don't call it out into your subconscious like, hey, something ain't right about that person. That's why I've created this thing called cutoff season. It's real. It works for me. I get rid of people that I believe that is not beneficial to me. If we don't work together, we don't swap ideas, we don't grow together, we don't break bread, guess what? You're not going to be in my circle. I can't get anything from you, but you can get everything from me. And that's the most important thing about knowing yourself as a person, is knowing your value. If you see that you're giving more than you're receiving, it's time to cut those strings. Now, enough of my rant. We all know what the hate is for. It's because people ain't happy with themselves. People is insecure. You know, and that's pretty much what it is. Insecurities make people do stupid shit. So remember this. Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. Question everything. Find your answers after that. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. Spades, you want to send them off, sir?
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Biggs, I want to thank you for calling in, man. It's been 100 people. Appreciate y'all. Until next time. Next Saturday, the 27th, we have special guest Turtle T. Soul from Sparta, Tennessee. So make sure y'all tune in for that one. Till next time.
All right. And Dig, sir, you want to send them off?
Good looking for tuning in, everybody out there listening. You know what it is. Surge Radio.
13, shout out Lyricist, shout out Spades. You know, Biggs in the building. Yeah. Holla at y'all. All right, Saturday.
Y'all. Next Saturday, and I want to let y'all know that next month we will be dedicating a month to my former co-host and my best friend in this world. He's no longer with us. Jarrell, a.k.a. J. Real, got a month with us on Surge Radio that we will be dedicating to him. So until then, y'all, we catch y'all next week. Be on with T-Soul. Have a good day.
Yeah, ma.